What's going on, guys? Today is Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. I hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. I hope you're staying dry. It's pouring over here in Jersey, so that's why it looks all dark and gloomy. It's rain clouds, and I love the rain personally. I enjoy this weather. It's just, you know, it's not hot, it's not cold, it's just in between, and I don't mind. I go for a nice little walk. I enjoy it, like I always preach, go for a walk. It's a good, like, cleansing of the mind, and a little exercise that never hurt anyone. So anyway, today's episode is about this teenager, and it's a crazy story, in my opinion, so I wanted to share it with you guys and let me know what you guys think. You gotta let me know. You gotta comment below. You gotta hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Don't forget, guys, the store is open, cjbronsonstore.com. You can get all kinds of crazy merch. I got all kinds of stuff, man. I got hats. I got shirts, Abolish the IRS hats and shirts. Everything's available. MAGA Barbie, all this stuff's out there. Check it out. Great prices. 10% of total sales will go to Coda Vets to help my vets, man. We gotta help those vets, man. They need the help. Anyway, so yeah, so it's about a teenager caught in a sex trafficking scheme. She's going to be sentenced on Wednesday after she pled guilty, they're ready for it, to killing her alleged rapist. So let's recap. She's a teenager caught in a sex trafficking scheme. She's going to be sentenced on Wednesday, tomorrow, after she pled guilty to killing her alleged rapist by stabbing him 30 times when she was 15 years old. Piper Lewis, 17 years old, will appear in court for killing Zachary Brooks, 37 years old, at a Des Moines, Iowa home located at 516 Evergreen Avenue on June 1st, 2020. Brooks allegedly raped Lewis various times before she killed him. Interesting story, right? Did it happen? Lewis killed a rapist with a knife that was on a nearby bedside table after he raped her. The 17-year-old claimed the murder was not premeditated and her actions was filled with, quote, rage. She was arrested for murder a day later. Quote, I did not want to have sex with Mr. Brooks, Lewis wrote in a police statement. I did not want to go to Mr. Brooks' apartment, but I had to go, had no other place to go. She will appear for sentencing on Wednesday morning at the Polk County Criminal Courthouse, according to the Des Moines Register. The victim has sat in jail since her arrest and finished high school in July. She pled guilty in 2021 to involuntary manslaughter and willful injury in 2021 and faces decades in prison. Keep in mind, she's claiming that she was raped, and it was an act of rage is why she killed her rapist. Keep all that in mind. Lewis's lawyer, Matthew Sheely, wasn't available for comment at the time. Now, the reason why she said she had no place to go was because she was homeless and sleeping on the steps of what's called the Oakview Terrace apartment complex. Her broken relationship with the woman who adopted her out of foster care at the age of 3 prompted her to run away. So she had a home, but she had a bad relationship with the mother who fostered her, who adopted her, and she ran away at the age... Wait, sorry, let me read that. Her broken relationship with the woman who adopted her out of foster care at the age of 3 prompted her to run away. So yeah, so at the age of 3, she was adopted by this woman. Things didn't go as planned, and she decided to run away. She was allegedly taken in by a 40-year-old stranger who forced her to have intercourse with other men, her attorney said. According to the Des Moines Registrar, Lewis referred to him as her boyfriend. But you referred to him as your boyfriend... Lewis said the man forced her to have sex immediately and created a dating profile for her to sleep with men in exchange for money, according to court documents. The unidentified man told the Des Moines Registrar that the accusations against him were false, and Lewis never stayed with. She never stayed with him, according to him. Later on, Lewis met Brooks at a party and was forced to stay with him. Brooks allegedly gave the minor alcohol and drugs before having sex with her a handful of times while she was unconscious. Allegedly. Lewis claimed on May 31st, 2020, the day before she committed the crime, her boyfriend held a knife to her and forced her to go to Brooks' apartment. Brooks allegedly planned to pay $50 in marijuana in exchange for sex with Lewis. When Lewis arrived at Brooks' apartment, she was ordered to undress and pressured into drinking and smoking weed with the pair watching a movie. Quote, "My initial thought was that Mr. Brooks was drunk and would likely fall asleep while watching the movie," Lewis wrote in her plea. Quote, "I thought this was the only way to stop him from having sex with me." Lewis fell asleep and woke up to Brooks raping her. She urged him to get off, but he didn't listen. When he was done with the act, she gathered her clothes and caught sight of the knife on a table nearby. She stabbed him 30 times in rage and left the scene in his car. His body was found by a maintenance man later that day. Oof. Police investigated the 17-year-old's relationships with older men, according to court records. Iowa law states the legal age of consent of sex is 16. I didn't know that. Look at that, guys. Learn something new every day. I learned Iowa law states that the legal age of consent for sex is 16. Those younger than 13 years old can't consent to sex, but those 14 and 15 can consent to sex within 48 months of their age. Those 14 and 15 can consent to sex within 48 months of their age. Prosecutor said Lewis's relationship with the 40-year-old man who took her in as a perfect example of human trafficking. Quote, "There was very clearly a power dynamic between her and her boyfriend, where he used her to get what he wanted." An Iowa Coalition Against Sexual Assault spokesperson told Des Moines Register, Tate Smith said the boyfriend manipulated Lewis in giving her a place to eat and love in exchange for selling her off to other men. Keep in mind, Lewis was 15 at the time when she was allegedly raped multiple times. On the evening Brooks was killed in 2020, someone called authorities to report a suicide. Police later arrived and found the body, but said it didn't appear he'd killed himself. And apparently news of the 15-year-old's arrest went viral, but her identity wasn't released at the time. I don't remember the story. If you guys do, let me know below. I don't remember this being released at all. This is all news to me. Those involved in a homicide in Iowa are required to pay victims' families $150,000, according to state law. However, Lewis's attorneys requested for this law to be disregarded since the 17-year-old was a victim of a crime as well. Human trafficking cases are notoriously the most complex, and Lewis's case will take time to properly investigate, Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Perezik said in November. Quote, "With all criminal investigations, gathering the evidence necessary to support an accusation and to meet the standard to file criminal charges can take some time. Legally, Brooks's actions would also have been a crime since Lewis was underage and did not consent." See, the problem I have with this whole thing is her argument is she had no place to go. She has a foster mom. She could have said, you know what? Being raped by multiple men is bad. Having forced to have sex with this guy is also bad. Let me just go back home to mom, foster mom, until I can figure out my next move. But she chose not to do that. She chose to stay there. That can be an argument. Plus, we don't know if there's any... I mean, this is a couple of years ago, not too long ago. So, 2020, they have video cameras. They have phone footage. So, if you can see her having a good time, and you could see her getting along in and out of stores, in and out of restaurants with these people, laughing it up, having a good time, it's going to be very hard to plead, oh, I was being trafficked when, you know, you're having fun. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be tough to argue. Especially if there's security footage in apartment complexes showing you, you know, traveling around the apartments, you know, smiling. I don't know. I just find it very odd that you're like, I've had a falling out with my foster mom, and, you know, she took me in at the age of 3, had a falling out with her, and I had no place else to go. You could have went back to your mom. You could have just, like, you know, it couldn't have been worse than being raped by multiple men. According to what you're saying, it's been multiple men, multiple times, against your will, being raped, right? So if it was that bad, wouldn't you just suck it up with mom? I mean, what is foster mom doing to you that makes it worse? Also, it's safe to say you're 15, 16 at the time. You could have gotten a job. Could be working and just sleeping at mom's and then going to work. Sleeping at mom's on the couch, whatever, going to work. And you hardly ever see each other. I highly recommend that. Then the alternative of running away, I do not recommend running away. Unless you have the means to do so and you're of age where you're able to. When you're underage and you don't, it's hard for you to get a car, get a job, get a, things like that. If you have nothing in motion, then... And you're sleeping on the steps of the apartment complex? Like, I don't know. And why didn't you go to the police? Like, you had, if you had time, like, you had no freedom, you were a prisoner? I don't know. I just seems, it's very strange to me. We're going to have to look at, hopefully there's some video evidence and some testimonies, because I'm curious to see what happens tomorrow at the court case, what happens tomorrow at the trial, excuse me, and, you know, what's the defense? Like, what's the defense really going to say? Do you guys think, let's just assume she's telling the truth, right? You got to assume. We only have one side of the story, so we have to assume. We have to assume that she's telling the truth and she's a victim. If she's a victim and she was raped by numerous men for multiple times, for a multiple length in time, do you feel like she was justified in the killing? Do you feel like it was self-defense? And stabbing him 30 times or whatever. I mean, let's say it's 3 times. Does it matter how many times? Does it count as self-defense and she should get a less of a penalty? Or do you think a life is a life and she killed this man and we can't prove that it was a you know, act of rage or rape was involved? There was no rape kit. There's no witnesses for that. So does she just get murder, you know, death penalty? I don't know. Again, I would have to see more evidence because I just don't trust nobody. I do not trust anybody. Again, because it's always going to be, why didn't you just escape, go home? Were you a prisoner? I don't read her saying that she was a prisoner. I see her saying that you were forced to have sex with men all day long. Nobody worked. There was no phone. You couldn't scream for help. Wherever you, I mean, you travel from one place to another place to get the one man to another man or whatever. At that point in time, when you're sitting there on the couch watching a movie, you didn't think, like, maybe I should scream for help if it was still horrible. And again, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. Maybe it's not my place to speak. But I just ask a lot of questions because I don't know. And we don't know. We don't know if she's telling the truth. So that's something to consider, something to think about. Please give me your 2 cents. I would love to hear another side of the story or what you think happened or what you think the outcome should be. Hit me up again on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Find my new TikToks every day at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok. And don't forget the website, cjbronsonshow.com, for all these episodes, audio and video. And the store is open, guys. You're going to get some great merch. I'm telling y'all. CJBronsonStore.com. Fantastic sale. We got stuff as low as $20, man. You can't go wrong with this stuff. It's great stuff. All right. Have a fantastic day. Stay cool. I'll definitely... Oh, keep your head on a swivel. Be aware, man. Be aware of your surroundings. There's craziness going on this planet, on this world, in America, especially in America. I will definitely talk to you guys tomorrow. Take care, and I love y'all. All right. Bye-bye.